Welcome, people, to Throwback Tuesday, episode 64, the music video special. I am the phenomenal one, sick motherfucker, at moviesportspodcast.com.
This is Z, the healthy one, from the fancritic.com.
People, we just found out that I'm dying, so last podcast ever.
He's got H1N1.
People are probably like, what?
He's got Ebola. He's got Ebola.
I got that ape disease that they had down in Atlanta.
He's fucking monkeys.
Yeah, that's right. Shit. I made a conscious decision to never go back to people now. I was just like, he came in town the other day and was like, you want to go hang out or something? I was like, no, man, I'm going to stay at home and play with my monkey.
And the monkey's name was Bubbles.
You know how long it took me to train this monkey to jerk my dick off with his feet, you know?
Oh, not its hands?
Only a monkey can do that, Z.
Well, hopefully the monkey didn't squeeze it like he squeezes a banana.
Oh, I told him to, though. I said squeeze it like a orange chim-chim. I call him chim-chim. I said, now, when you can show me a human being that can do that, then, you know what? Hey, Z looked at me disgusted, but I was just like, hey, you know what? Fuck you, man. Old monkey pussy for me. You know?
Don't worry, his pictures will show up because his phone got hacked too.
Yeah, I'm thinking of fucking hooking up with a orangutan next week.
Is that the ugly one? Is that the red butt ones?
No, I don't think so. No, that's the actually I think it is actually. I can't remember now. What? I'm thinking of the one the one that looks like they always drink a bottle of antifreeze and shit. I always get that smile on their face.
Oh. So you just have a fascination with Caesar.
Yeah, I fucked an ape already. Next is going to be a chimpanzee now. You know what? I think I'm hooking up with an orangutan next week. Mm.
What about
more monkey pussy for me.
What about
Sorry,
a gorilla?
I'm working my way up to that one. I'm not into the fat ones. Now, if you can show me to point me in the direction where there's a white one, then maybe we can talk.
I think it's called a silverback. I think they're silverbacks.
Oh, no. That's a rare breed right there. People. We here.
Don't give him your pity. Don't give him pity.
Don't sit your refugees or whatever I'm not saying. Oh, I'm so sorry. Here you die. I'm not dying. I think Leslie comes and murders me because they come copping over the weekend or something like that. But... But it's a very special edition of Throwback Tuesday because we're doing a music video movie. And you think about people like music video movie. Yeah, because this motherfucker might as well be a short.
Yeah, it is. Technically it is.
Yeah. Let's just say this. Do you think that if this video came out today, he could enter it in a film festival as one of the shorts?
And win, yes. Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, it follows the feature length. As long as it's over, I believe the... In the film festivals, I believe if it's over 8 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, then it's qualified to run in there. And this runs 13 minutes into the day.
Yeah, and you know how the budget was $500,000.
You know what? I gotta say, some of the effects in here look better than most movies I've seen. So.
Oh, they had one of the best directors at the time. They had the number one makeup artist.
Yeah.
So. This is pretty much a short movie. Huh?
One of the best singers at the time, dude.
At the time, yes, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people would like to say, oh, Michael didn't write that song. Yeah, but no one could have sung it like Michael, though.
No, no way. I don't think anyone could even... Maybe Timberlake could probably the closest one.
I wouldn't even give him that, no.
I'd say the closest one.
I wouldn't even get that close, no. I like when white people always say... Timberlake reminds you of Michael. It's like, no, not even close. You're the third white person I've heard say that now.
Is there a better option?
You guys are racist.
Who is it going to be? Bruno Mars?
I think it was, what's his name? I think I saw a post by Layla saying, I'm the only one that thinks Timberlake sounds like Michael Jackson. It's like, yes. You are the only one. Yes. I don't know that one thing, bro, that thinks that. I don't even think he comes close. He can't even dance.
I think he's our closest comparison.
The thing about it is Michael Jackson actually had a face. He
Oh yeah, he did. He can change his range.
Justin Timberlake can't.
No, he can change his range.
I've yet to hear Timberlake do anything with his voice or whatever, so I was like, wow, that guy can sing. I have not yet hearing that done. He's just an occasional pop singer that hangs around black people.
He's just a hang-arounder.
Yeah, what I like to call him is a double agent. Nigga want to sing, dance, and hip hop with Negroes, but don't want to go to jail with them niggas.
Yeah.
That's what I like to call him. But anyway.
We're talking about Thriller.
When we came down there to Ohio to see you guys or whatever, before we actually did the movie or whatever, me and Lena was dancing to this in the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were.
The choreography, you know what they should do in a movie? I think it has to be like a spoof movie, like Shaun of the Dead, that they see zombies and they go, "I know how to handle this." And the guy walks up there and starts doing a Thriller dance, and the zombies just stare at him, then eat him.
Hey, can I ask you a question? My mom used to make me watch the shit out of Michael Jackson. She used to always have me dance and shit to this stuff or whatever. But I was a baby. I was too young, whatever, at this time. I was gonna say, wasn't this video based off something of a movie that came out around this time or something? Or? Like, wasn't there a movie that where the guy was at a movie theater and then, like, just, I don't know if it was particularly zombies or Frankenstein or something like that, and something just happened to where it turned the train of events and stuff like this, or am I just pulling that out of my ass right now?
You might be right. I mean, it has to be because every movie comes from something. So you could be right. It's just I can't think of what movie it was because Landis just did American Werewolf in London like right before this.
I
So.
remember I thought I saw something that was similar to this that was an actual movie, and I was like, I wonder if Michael got the inspiration to
It's
that,
very
because.
possible.
What's your favorite Michael video, by the way?
Michael Vitt, this one.
But sure enough, yeah, even though I didn't pick it, mine was which was another fucking long ass video as well. Smooth Criminal.
That's a good. All of Michael's videos are great.
I love his style he always put in them.
He like every like every like if you watch like Bad, Billie Jean, they all like they tell a story.
I think personally, I don't think, I'm not gonna say because there's too many of them out there, he's not the best singer ever in the world, whatever, but he is like one of the greatest entertainers of all
He
time.
is, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, the guy's videos, I think, show a testament of work, and his music, his style that he always puts into each video, always badass if you ask me. I mean, the guy really did add something to music if you ask me. I mean, like I said, Smooth Criminal is my favorite song, but this just the stylistic of that video. I love that fucking shit. It has me play the hell out of it. Beat It. I was actually that for Halloween one time. I dressed up like that.
Beat It's good. Bad's good too.
Yeah, Bad's good. Billie Jean, obviously. I mean, we first did the Moonwalk in Motown 25. Oh, yeah, that was.
And even in his 90s stuff, because the one you picked, that one had Chris Tucker in it, right?
That one came out. That came out 2000.
Was it 2000?
Yeah, that was a 2000. Shit. I don't remember what year it was. I think it was 2006.
Was this after Chris Tucker did Rush Hour?
It was after Rush Hour. Yeah.
Okay, because he did all, I think all the Rush Hours, he did something Michael, because he's like the biggest Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah, he even did his tribute when he passed away and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I
but
was gonna
all
say, that and that video is that one is almost 10 minutes, over 10 minutes as well too. Even this, I love the style of that video too, where they're going after this girl and they're pretty much in a gang. Like he has a thrill with gangsters and mobsters and stuff like that. He loves that 70s style, as you can see.
This is kind of a 70s style too.
Well, mainly going on his like going back to the Smooth Criminal in the video I picked, Rock My World, whatever. It's kind of got that swingers style going to it and stuff like that. So.
But
I
this
like the way he emphasizes it on making it smooth in his videos and shit like that. I love his dance. His dance moves are fucking incredible. I actually knew three girls that worked on that movie he did. This Is It or whatever, that were
this
actually backup dancers
Oh,
there. And
cool.
I got to go backstage on that one or whatever, and that was pretty awesome.
I still have never seen that.
It's a good concert video if you want to see it.
Yeah, but
That's the only thing I ever miss. I wish I could have seen was a Michael Jackson concert.
well, he didn't tour a lot in the 90s, did he?
No, not really.
Well, he was pretty much in
Plus,
court the
after
whole time.
the trial and all that shit, he wasn't allowed to anymore.
Yeah, because he couldn't leave the state.
Yeah, which was some bullshit if you ask me.
But what would you rather see? Like, because Michael, I think he, I don't want to say he peaked, but he was at the highest of anyone in the
Yeah.
80s. Nobody can top him.
Yeah.
I
And
mean,
he's also another thing too, yeah, that guy had a lot of respect for other music as well too.
yeah, and I think he incorporated that in a lot of his songs too.
Yeah, he also gave very much good tribute to people like James Brown and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Elvis, he
Yeah,
was a big
Elvis.
Elvis fan.
Yeah.
But Michael, like, he's one of those performers that I don't think we're ever gonna see again.
No. I like I'm reading this comment now in this video. It says, there's only one king of pop, and that's Justin Bieber. Michael was just a sideshow circus freak gay pedophile. Justin Bieber. Really am gonna die by comments like that.
That's probably some like 13-year-old girl.
How every new R&B singer that comes out, though, they always say, "That's the next Michael right there," and then he fails like 3 years or too late or something like that.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Bieber just to go away and never come back.
Surprised he isn't, but we've had how many times have Usher's been given that name? Chris Brown. What's another? Even Justin Timberlake's another one. And I don't think any one of them come close to Michael, to be honest.
No, like I still in my mind that Timberlake is he's like, Michael's 100, Timberlake's probably like a 40. He's like the closest to Michael Jackson.
Think he's like 20. Yeah, man.
But there's no one else. I mean, Jackson had a following, even with the Jackson 5, they had a following.
I think Usher is better than fucking Timberlake. At least he can dance.
But Usher does stupid
I don't know about
things.
now, though.
Usher does stupid things like find Justin Bieber.
That is true, yes. But he can dance at least. I don't know what Justin Timberlake can do. All he does is just knocks his head to the side. It's like, nigga, you. I'm sorry. I don't even think he comes close because he's not even an entertainer. His music sucks. So.
Who's the
And
better
then.
actor?
Who's a better what?
Who's the better actor?
I don't know. Usher ain't been in anything but, what, two movies? Three?
Usher has been in stupid shit.
He's in The Faculty. Better than anything Justin Timberlake ever did.
Social Network.
I don't give a fuck about Timberlake in that movie, remember?
Oh
They try to make it seem like, oh, he's such a great actor. It's like, anybody could have played that role.
In Time.
Justin Timberlake's a horrible actor. Let's just go ahead. That dude's a horrible entertainer, period. All right, let's just be real. That nigga ain't nothing but no double age or whatever. And I like The Faculty, so.
I liked him in Alpha Dog, but
Oh, okay.
well, I like Alpha Dog.
Ain't going that far.
But Thriller, though, I mean, you don't even music videos now, which I don't know why they make it. They just go on YouTube. That
YouTube has become its own music source.
it is because MTV and VH1 doesn't show mu except in like early mornings, but
YouTube should just buy them out.
they could. No, actually, I don't think they. Yeah, see, I think CBS owns it, doesn't it?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it's
Well, that's what I say, because
Viacom.
shit, I wouldn't be surprised if YouTube becomes like Netflix and shit.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey, pay a subscription and watch these music videos
Oh my
Does
God,
anybody
no.
even watch music videos anymore?
I do.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, not really.
Yeah, you don't even listen to music. You listen to podcasts.
I listen to music. What the fuck are you talking
I
about?
thought
What
you
the
said
hell?
when you're in your car, you always listen to podcasts.
How did I say that? You got me mixed up with CJ.
You have daughters you don't know
What the fuck? What are
about?
you talking about, nigga? What the
Now,
fuck? I ain't never said that. That's your ass I said. I ain't never said no shit like that.
I
The fuck?
swear. I swear you said something like that.
Damn, you racist, man. You just mixed me up with another Negro? I ain't never said no shit like that.
Okay.
What the fuck? You racist? Fuck you. I gotta find me a black co-host on this one now. Jesus Christ. I can't wait to replace you two. That's gonna be awesome.
Okay.
People like you laugh, but You're laughing, Zeke, but you better shut up. He will. Like, you put a black eye, and I can make it perfect now, but it's like...
It'd just be a black rated show.
That's what I'm looking for, personally. No offense.
No more movie spoilers. It's gonna be called Darkness.
Why not? Shit. It works better with black people. I don't know about you white people. You're making up shit.
When did you first see Thriller?
When I was a baby.
Right out of the womb? You got forced.
I told you, when you're not paying attention, my mother had me dancing this shit when I was a baby. Play the fucking video, man. You just, damn, shit, play the fucking video. Alright, hurry up and get done with the fucking podcast.
So you can die in peace?
No, so I can stop talking to you. Talking to some real people.
Alright. So we're gonna be playing the whole music video here. And this opening, that was set like in the 60s, right?
I'm not sure, because I can't hear anything on the inside, so...
Oh, I thought you were watching it, too.
I am watching it, but I don't hear anything on your side.
Nothing said yet. I was saying, because she's got a poodle skirt and everything.
Man, that style does not look good for women. I'll tell you that right now.
Michael wearing a varsity football jacket. Yeah, right.
Sorry, I didn't. Can I ask you something? What? You know I like you, don't you?
Yes. Your hair is greasy as shit. Damn. I am so glad I did not grow up in that time.
Yeah. Oh, give him the class ring.
It's beautiful. Now it's official. I have something I want to tell you. Yes, Michael. I'm not like other guys. Of course not. That's why I love you.
I rape children.
He's constipated.
Are you alright?
Does he look like a cat to you?
This. Girl, this is a movie. What you talking about?
And look, he's just like, oh, whatever.
I'd have left. left that bitch, I'd have been like, shit, I paid for this. You don't watch this goddamn movie.
Those people like, we got free popcorn.
Especially if he liked it too. Vincent Price's Thriller. I like that. I don't care how sick I am, I'm still gonna sing.
Scared working. I wasn't that scared. What is that nigga wearing? Look at that shit. It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
They really walked away from the theater fast. No, I don't think so.
The foul stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no immortal can resist.
The funk. Do you think she would have run away after watching this?
Like,
Oh, okay.
Come on, I'll take you home. Shit, but these white folks come home and shoot us.
Yeah, that's a pretty ass black man. Goddamn.
Do you don't even know any music video that even can even top this?
Other than a Michael Jackson video?
Yeah.
He's the James Cameron of music videos. The only way it's gonna get topped, the number one, is by James Cameron himself.
Yeah, and I think the single for Thriller sold 9 million.
Shit, that shit probably still selling, Paul. We know.
Fuck yeah.
That shit. Because you know they did, like, re-editions of it. And then there's, like, when his greatest hits came out, like, I want to say when Rock My World came out, they released the greatest hits album, too. That was an edited version of it as well. Yeah, there's all kinds of cuts. One thing I like about the video, though, is Michael stopped singing to show you the imagery in the background. You got to appreciate that about an artist because, you know, an artist, he goes up and says, like, no, bitch, you're going to hear my voice or something like that, but... There's times in the video where Michael stops talking, period, just so you can look at the cinematography and stuff and the zombies coming out the ground and stuff like that. So you gotta appreciate that of the video itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm reading like a quote he made back in 99 that he was very hands-on making this.
Yeah, I'm watching the credits right now as it rolled through. Yeah, you see his name pretty much on everything that's coming through here and shit like that. You know, when I was watching my friends do the movie... this is it, shit like that. I will say the hardest thing of a Michael video is the dancer, the extra dancers. It's because they have to live up to something very hard to do, and that's pretty much imitate what Michael does.
Yeah. And the dancing didn't seem that complicated. It seemed...
Shit, you let some white person do that dance, and then you show me how complicated it looks. I've seen some people fuck them dance moves up so much.
Well, from what he's done before, this seems... You know, novice compared to what he's done.
Shit. Yeah. I didn't see how many people fucked his dance up.
There's actually,
Gotcha.
I think, I remember seeing it. There's actually a making of the Thriller thing with, like, interviews and, like, the makeup and everything.
Oh yeah. They had like those music video DVD discs and shit. They had it on one of those and shit. I actually have it.
Oh yeah, it's I remember watching, it's really cool.
Yeah, it really was cool. Like you said, Michael is very hands-on in the video. That is definitely one thing I love about the video. Love about it is that dancing scene or whatever. Shit, that shit is like it almost like the video builds up to that moment right there. And yet there's still no dialogue in it, but then Michael turns back human. And this is Thriller. Like when he dances and sings, like the look on his face like brings out some certain kind of attitude he has or whatever that I like about him though. It's kind of like feisty or something like that. Like, ooh, boy dances rough and raw, and shit, and sings like that as well. But when he talks to you, he's calm and mellow like this.
Yeah.
He's very calm, mellow. He's low voice like this, but when he wants to sing, he's like Thriller. Oh, that hurt.
Oh, I think he like his range in this for doing Thriller was amazing. There's nearly nothing wrong with like watching this video.
Know, I'm kind of rewatching it now, whatever, looking at the I love the one part though at the end of the video. They see the graveyard and then Vincent Price is just talking. That Negro gets ghetto as fuck. He's like, y'all's be
They
I
call it the featuring rap. They call it the rap.
Yeah, and then next you know you hear Michael in the background, Thriller baby, Thriller now, and then you hear Vincent Price still talking as y'all's beer, and he's like, you gonna get it tonight? It's like almost like he's dancing in the background. You see his feet going up and shit like that. It's almost like he's moonwalking towards Vincent Price as he's in the background. And you gonna, hey, what are you doing, Michael? Gonna get it tonight? What are you doing, Michael?
Oh, his iconic laugh, and especially his voice, it's just creepy.
Hell yeah, it's creepy, whatever. He was definitely screaming though when Michael told him, "You gonna get it tonight?" Michael was talking to him personally. You gonna
But I
get
think the zombie makeup looked cool, but I want to say the transformation on the werewolf, that was badass.
At the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the movie. It was a movie watching movie. It was Inception.
Yeah. It was the movie for the movie.
It was a movie in a movie. Oh, shit. The only
I
thing you need to know was, you're gonna get
And we both love Michael's reaction, just sitting there smiling, eating his popcorn.
Everybody else is just like, oh, he's just like, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. I remember Chris Tucker said he really does be like that when he watches movies and shit like that. He's like, yeah, this is good. This is real good right here. Do you want to watch
And did you know that the girl is a Playboy model?
now?
Oh, she was.
Oh, what year?
80, I think right around the time it came out.
Yeah, black people in Playboy? Wow.
What?
No wonder Playboy fell off. Just no wonder nobody gave a fuck about Playboy no more. They put black people in there.
Oh.
I'm trying to. Have you ever? When Chris Tucker did the Michael Jackson tribute and shit like that, and he did like a dance singing thing or whatever. And then he got tired halfway through because he was just like, God damn, why does Michael keep doing this? I'm tired now. It's only been 4 minutes yet. This song is 8 minutes long.
Nah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was like his tribute when he died and shit. It was funny as fuck. Whatever. It was really good. Chris Tucker did a good ass job actually. tribute that. He was just like, because he started dancing and singing. He was doing it all. And the next thing he got tired and he just fell to the ground. Whatever. He thought he's like, how the hell does Michael do this shit? I'm tired. And he started like he tried to get up to sing more, but he just started mumbling and shit.
But this, I mean, I think the song in general, I think it's really short.
Oh yeah, because he only starts singing till really the end of the song.
Yeah, and it's pretty much the same thing over and over again.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. That was another thing about the video compared to the song is when you listen to the song on a you know, on the album, whatever, it's the full length song, whatever, and it's over like 6-7 minutes long, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to the video, it's only like it's only like fucking what, a minute or two.
Yeah, I would say about that. Yeah, a minute.
Probably just a minute, if anything.
Yeah, but I would say as a music video, this is like epic compared to any other music video ever, because that's $500,000 is a lot for a music video.
Michael spent a lot of money on all his music videos, though. I remember there was one video he spent $1 million on. I don't remember what it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it?
I don't remember what it fucking was. Now, I remember I was watching the documentary they did of him where they were just like, the people that was behind the camera, they were talking about, like, Michael didn't care. Michael wanted to do it, that's what he wanted. And if you tried to deny him, he'd just look at you and be like, this is the way I want to do it, and if you don't want to do it, you can leave.
I wonder if it's that Remember the Times with, like, Eddie Murphy and stuff.
Probably. Hey, could have been, because that video was... Oh, look, check this out. I found the clip.
All right, Michael. It was fun following my brothers. But I like to do something new.
Yeah. I think they were really good friends, too, right?
Yeah, they actually were really good friends in real life. I think Michael Jackson said Chris Tucker was one of the funniest guys he knew when he was on tour and shit like that.
Okay, maybe Chris Tucker is the closest thing to Michael Jackson. he can do his moves pretty good.
Ha ha ha! Michael said, actually, I think it was on the set of the video I picked, You Rock My World. There's a behind the scenes thing of that as well, where he said Chris Tucker is one of his his favorite comedian. He said that guy finds him funny as hell every time he's on screen. He said he brings him to a lot of his video shoots and shit. He's like, every time he's there, he's always bringing a positive uplift thing to it with everything that's going on and shit.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, because Chris Tucker is a funny motherfucker, because that motherfucker is shit. He's a cartoon character, if anything.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the best way to say it.
He's so animated and live, and he's just out there, and he'll do anything for a laugh and shit. Like, I always loved his Michael impression, especially when he was on Def Comedy Jam, when he made that joke where he's like, I believe Michael was a pimp, though. He's driving around with Tito, and he's just like, bitch, where's my money at? And then he slaps him, he's like, beat it! No, but, yeah, you know what? Michael was probably the one celebrity, well, I won't say I didn't really care, one celebrity that died that I actually cared about, because I was like, damn, I guess I ain't never gonna get another Michael album.
Yeah, and they're still releasing them.
Yeah, because they did that, the Tupac effect. Oh, he died, so now we release this shit, which I find to be bullshit. But that's like, that's one of those things where just they want to make money off of him, off his dead corpse and shit.
Yeah.
Because, so you guys didn't want him, allowed him to make music while he was alive. Now that he's dead, we just gonna raid his house and take whatever he had on track and shit like that and collab it into some shit that where he think, or we think that it's gonna be great for him. I'm like, no, I don't think that works that way. Obviously, if you wouldn't let him release it, then don't release it at all, then.
Yeah, I guess all the, I guess all his proceeds go to his kids, don't they?
I don't know about the proceeds for that so-called, but I know all the money and everything else went to them. I don't know about what if like those the album makes money now. I don't know where that goes now.
Yeah.
Because obviously Michael wasn't allowed to make more music, so I don't know if his kids get a profit off of that or not. But if not, then I find that to be some bullshit, if you ask me, because I'm sure Michael never really looked into that. It's like, oh, you know, they're going to release my shit and stuff like that, you know.
He's going to haunt their ass.
Yeah, he should haunt their asses and stuff. Michael's probably the only artist, I'm not going to say only, but the only pop artist I could tell, too, that from back then, I loved him from back then to love them to now. I love all his albums and
shit. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you can't hate a Michael song.
No, from the 80s to the 90s to the 2000s or whatever, he's always had a couple of songs on the album where I was just like, God damn,
and you know what? You know what? All of them were different, too.
Yeah, he really evolved and adapted with time, too.
Oh, yeah, when did Billy, what was his first 90s song, do you remember?
Oh, 90s? It was the one you just brought up, Eddie Murphy, I just forgot the name.
Oh, Remember the Times?
Remember the Time. Wasn't that 90s?
Yeah, that was like 92 or 3.
92? Well, 91 or 2, I think. I can't remember.
Yeah, because then he did Black and White.
That video had to cost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Murphy wasn't working for free.
Special effects in that fucking... I was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, Black and White, too. Mm-hmm. Earth Song was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah, I just looked it up right now. It came out in 1992. Remember the Time, so yeah.
Yeah, because Magic Johnson was in that, too.
Yeah, he had all... Remember, he had a lot of huge black people at the time. He also had Debo in there, too, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Debo in that motherfucker. Remember the Time, man. That was... I love that video, too, now that I'm thinking about it. I remember that video.
I mean, yeah, Michael put a lot of hard work into his songs and then into his videos too.
And he could release them in like a year too.
Yeah, which is amazing.
It shows that all he did was fucking work, man, because he did some hard work in videos, and like you said, he could release videos back to back like this.
And it's do you think say if Michael released Thriller now, do you think it would have been big? Or release any song from his, from like Beat It or Bad. Do you think if it released now, it would be a big? Because music now, I think music now sucks. It's terrible.
Yeah, music now does suck. Mainly towards the the hip hop area, R&B and some and pop.
Well, he was R&B and pop, right?
Yeah, they went back and forth with that or whatever. where it went to pop to R&B to, you know, Motown, shit like that. So I think later, the 90s is when he became pop, is when he said that.
Yeah, but do you think he would be as big now?
Man, that's hard to say now, because, you know, I agree with you completely. Music now sucks, and mainly, like I said, hip-hop, rap, R&B, and pop genres. Those genres are just... Those are just cash grab genres. Mm-hmm. Not to say that any other genre isn't cash grabbing off something, whatever they are, but at least you can tell they put in some work. Those three genres are getting lazier and lazier. And it's hard to say where he would have fit in. I think his videos would have been appreciated, but I would have said, like, it goes back to my question. I don't think that many people care about videos that much to play. I mean, with all these streaming devices we have now, it's like, I don't know if no one cares about videos so much more.
Are you saying the new technology is ruining music videos?
I wouldn't say ruining music videos. Been ruined for a long ass time now. Music videos been ruined for a long ass time now. I was gonna say music is ruining the technology nowadays.
Music is ruined.
It is, shit. Because I can tell you, somebody on the poll voted for Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball 4 times, so if I'd have to review that, I'd be pissed, but,
no.
But, nope. You know, I'll give credit to Miley Cyrus, because, her gimmick is working.
What, be a psycho perverted bitch?
Yeah, it's working, because not only is her song and albums are number one in Billboard now, she's relevant, and she's winning awards now.
Yeah.
She wasn't doing that before. She was just that old little nice girl from the block or whatever, or something like that. And now that she's got that crazy image on her and her song and shit like that, she won some MTV Music Awards. Her albums are number one and shit like that.
Don't be putting music video awards as a big thing.
For her, it is. I mean, because, you know, obviously she's like a pop star, and I guess that's like where pop, I guess that's like the pop awards, if you will, or anything like that. And so, like, you know, for her, that's big, because she's never, I don't think she's ever won anything like that. So, you know, you can say her music nowadays is all about a gimmick.
Yeah, that's kind of what everything is. Everything's a gimmick. Michael wasn't a gimmick.
And I think, well, that's why I'm going to give Miley her credit, because it's actually working for her and her craziness or whatever shit, because you never see her act like a goddamn fool in real life. It's only in her music shit.
Yeah, it's true.
So you can obviously tell she's just doing this shit as a gimmick.
As a stunt, and the whole stunt with the VMAs last year.
Yeah, exactly. Everything that is going on here that she does is a stunt. I'll say the same for Lady Gaga as well.
Yeah, and I actually do enjoy Gaga's songs because they're catchy and they stick with you.
I really haven't listened to her that much, whatever, but I've seen her in person. She doesn't dress like that.
No, she actually is really pretty when she's dressed.
She's somewhat pretty. I wouldn't go really pretty. She's somewhat pretty, but
when she's dressed normal.
And I think the reason why people think that is gimmicks too is because studios is looking at them and it's just like, well, what makes you different from this person?
And Katy Perry as well, same.
Oh, yeah, Katy Perry is definitely another person or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, everybody does that shit for a gimmick, because a lot of people say, oh, Miley Cyrus is crazy. I'm just like, I don't think she's crazy, because when's the last time you heard her in the news where she's doing something that Justin Bieber's doing?
Never.
Never. The only time you hear anything about Miley is definitely when she releases a song.
Yeah. I mean, Wrecking Ball Wrecking Ball.
Apparently, it works.
Mm-hmm. And then when... But there's not a clamoring over her releasing songs, like, as opposed to Michael, where it'd be like, oh, you know, back when you had Thriller album, the Bad album, there'd be people like, oh, I cannot wait for the next one. Now it's just whatever.
It's nowadays, it's whatever the new dance is, the new beat, or the new gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Because remember, back in the 80s, people lined up for CDs.
Yeah.
Now, you can just download them off the internet.
Yeah. Not only that is, okay, so, I'm looking at the list right now. God damn, a lot of people picked a lot of videos.
All right, so I got Duran Duran Girl Panic.
What?
James Brown Payback.
Okay.
30 Seconds to Mars. I got that three times. Hurricane. Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball. Beyonce and Shakira. Oh, I would have watched that just to get a boner. the new Nicki Minaj Anaconda video.
I don't like Nicki Minaj.
Man, I don't like her neither, but someone of the darkness told me to play that video on the last question where, and I played it. That song is fucking god-awful, but oh my god.
The video distracts you from the song?
Man, that video, you will forget a song is even being played because there's so much ass and titties around that video. Just like...
That's her gimmick. That's her gimmick.
Oh my, yeah, that's hey, sex sells.
Yeah. That's her gimmick. Her gimmick, because she's a terrible artist. She's a terrible artist.
Yeah, she's a fucking terrible artist. But I'm going to say this for any company that goes with it. Sex sells. So all the women that go out, all that sex and stuff like that, hey, if your company is failing and you got the goodness to work it, that sex sells. Let's just throw that out. I'm not saying you got to go out there and sell anybody's dick or anything like that. But if you put on the right outfit and show what you got to do, that shit will sell the motherfuckers. I watched that video 20 times.
That's
still know the lyrics.
That's why Miley Cyrus is going this route. She wasn't making it as the wholesome pop girl.
Nope.
She went to the mass extreme.
Exactly. And it sells, because like I said, she's winning awards now. I don't recall Miley Cyrus running as a VMA or not. I don't recall her winning no fucking VMA or anything like that. I don't recall her album ever being number one. I don't care recall people actually giving a fuck that Miley Cyrus is around.
Yeah, and I believe she was Maxim's number one hottie of 2013.
Wow. Her shit is working. That's all I got to say. So, I don't think she's crazy. I think she's a smart businesswoman, if you ask me.
Yeah. But you don't see... I mean, it's pretty much making a name for yourself, but Michael's music made a name for himself.
Yeah, Michael didn't have to do any of that. Well, musicians back then didn't have to do that.
No, but he did go to extreme with the whole plastic surgery.
Which I still don't get that.
Which I've read rumors that it was health reasons.
I read about that too, that it was a health reason that he had to get it and something went wrong, complications that went wrong or something like that.
But I don't see a health reason that you have to bleach your skin.
Anything, I thought that would have made it worse.
Yeah.
But I'm not a doctor, so I don't know.
But, you know, even, no matter how much of a weirdo Michael turned out to be, he still made awesome music.
Which I don't believe in that pedophile shit, to be honest.
No, I don't either.
That was just too convenient and too relevant that was coming out back-to-back like that, whatever shit. Like Dave Chappelle said anyway, I call that a good fucking host.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks your dick. Gives you free cakes and pops and candy and all that. Roller coaster rides and all that. If you got nerd call abuse... Man, I'd be lucky to get a glass of water at my friend's house. Let alone roller coaster rides and shit. I got a friend that he don't even let nobody sit on his couch.
What
the fuck you got it for then? But Michael, man, he just gives you wine. Wine ain't cheap. Shit.
I think Michael's just too friendly. People took advantage.
That's what I said when watching this video. It's just like he looks like he'd be fun to hang around with because he just looked like he's a kid at heart.
Yeah, he wants to be the life of the party.
There you go. Yeah, he definitely wants to be. He's always into some things, whatever. He seems to be never negative.
Yeah.
There was this one joke that Chris Tucker made though one time where Chris Tucker was like, I kept imitating Michael's dance move so mad. I got it wrong one time. And he gave me a call saying, "And when you do the kick, it's with the right foot, not the left." But Z, what would you give this music video movie short?
I would give it a 5. I mean, the song is perfect. The song actually goes great with the video. You don't see that nowadays.
You know what? That's another thing about the video, too, is the song goes great with it.
You don't see that nowadays.
No. Sometimes I'll be watching, when my girlfriend shows me, like, hip-hop videos and shit like that, I'll be sitting there watching something. I'll be like, what the fuck that got to do with this song right here?
I think the next song that actually goes with the music video is Ice Cube's Today Was a Good Day.
Somebody should have voted for that. I would have done
that. I would have done that too. There's just nothing. I don't see anything wrong with this. The song, the video's enjoyable. You have awesome special effects from the 80s. You had the top, one of the top directors at the time. You had the top, Rick Baker was the top makeup artist at the time.
John Landis.
You had the, everything was, you had the top collaborators working on one thing. So, there's nothing, it's like having like a Christopher Nolan working with Spielberg, Lucas, Cameron, all at the same time.
Damn, that'd be egocentric movie right there. Shit.
So you had everything going with this music video.
Yeah. To go back on the Michael thing, I remember hearing him saying in a documentary that he was saying he puts a lot of work in his videos and shit because he feels like no one else is doing that. It seems like they're just putting out videos to market their music now. And they were saying, well, Michael's music videos, he wasn't putting them out to market an album. He was putting it out to actually integrate music with storytelling.
And he did that beautifully.
And I would say he even kept doing that until the 2000s as well.
Yeah. Do you think Michael would have had a... because obviously he wrote this, too. Do you think he would have had him at a... as a filmmaker, do you think he would have been a good writer for a movie?
I don't know. Michael got some weird lyrics every now and then. I mean, it just... when he sings it, it sounds good. But when you just listen to the words, you're like, everybody else is singing it, that would sound like shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think he did write, he did make a movie, didn't he? In the late 80s? It was for, it was, I think it was for his album.
Okay, I was about to say, it was for that album? I was about to say, you talking about the Joe Jackson track?
No. It had little kids in it, and it had like a huge Michael statue, like a robotic Michael.
I remember that because my mother had that when I was a child. I don't think that was a movie. I think that was back one of the DVD music video things, but then he created, like, shorts on them and stuff like that.
Okay.
I remember that. He had, like, it was an apocalyptic world and,
Yeah.
The Michael Jackson statue and stuff like that was, like, metallic and shit.
Yeah. I remember that.
I wonder if my mom still got that. Probably on VHS, though, so I wouldn't mind watching that again, but, yeah. Man, I think that was
95,
too.
Was it, really?
It might have been around that time, because I was young when my mom had that, so I was really, really young. I was in elementary school, so it probably was 95, 96.
Oh, wow.
95, 97, if I'm not mistaken, people.
I thought it was, like, in the late 80s.
It could have been, shit, but if I'm not mistaken, 95. Because I remember some of those kids were doing, like, intros, because it was, like, concert shit, too, on there as well. It was down near the length of a movie, that's for sure.
Yeah, but Michael's stuff, he's just goddamn.
You say write a movie. How about direct a movie?
Oh, I don't know. That the UK, like, Wizard of Oz bullshit type thing.
His direction on this video was pretty, because he did help him consulting-wise and stuff like that, how he wanted things to point out, so.
Yeah.
I'm giving it definitely high C. This is definitely Michael. If anyone puts out the best music videos ever, it's definitely Michael Jackson. I mean, when I moved into my new place and I hooked up TV, I just put it on YouTube and just had his videos playing and repeat and just the songs blasting and shit like that. I mean, his music is something I still listen to today. I mean, I will say this without a doubt in my mind that Michael Jackson is one of the greatest entertainers of all time.
Oh, yep. I mean, if you look like at the list, it went like, I want to say Elvis, then James Brown.
Yeah.
Then Michael, or am I missing someone in between?
I think you're missing someone in between, but I'm thinking it's Michael, though.
James Brown.
I feel like someone's missing in between James Brown and Michael, but.
Because James Brown was an amazing entertainer if you watch his stuff.
Man, he was a crazy entertainer, man. That guy was, that was another hard worker, too. The thing about the distance between Michael and James Brown is between those guys were groups. It was never a solo act, so.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put my finger on someone right now.
I do feel like I'm missing someone in between.
Yeah, I feel like you are too, but I just can't figure out who it is. But
Oh, but you know, continue. You said Elvis, James Brown, then Michael Jackson, now Justin Bieber. and Miley Cyrus. You know, we're evolving to greatness. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, my God, man, this generation is horrible, dude. Man.
I would say, I mean, right now our generations, the generation now only has, because a friend of mine just went to go see Eminem and Rihanna, because that's probably the best concert he's ever seen.
Are you serious?
Well, he's also Beyonce and Jay-Z earlier, just a couple months ago, too.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, yeah, because they're performing in L.A. too, and someone was telling me it was kind of okay. It was all right, but not that great.
But he said, I mean, he says just how amazing it is that, you know, they're on stage for like 3 hours doing all these songs, but...
Oh, that ain't shit. I went to a Nas concert. Anybody's Nas concert, he was on stage for 5.5 hours.
Well, does he do every song?
Yeah, shit, it felt like it. I was like, God damn, he's doing every song. He did every song off Illmatic, which came out in 92, so.
Hmm.
We didn't leave that concert till fucking after 2 a.m.
God, how old were you?
This was like 2 years ago.
Oh. Did you do Hate Me Now? Because that's my favorite Nas song.
Yeah, he did do that.
I love that song.
Man, somebody started passing around a bottle of Hennessy to me. That shit came out of nowhere. I asked my buddy, I said, where'd you get that? He said, I don't know, it was passing around. And then he started smoking a joint, too, and that got passed around when he was playing Represent. And I was just like, where'd you get that from? He's just like, shit, they passing it, dude. He was like, it's just passing around. And I was like, damn. like, it was at the Nokia Club, everyone in downtown L.A. Nokia Club is a little intimate. It's like but we was real close up on stage and shit was just being passed around. And I was on stage for 5 minutes, probably more than that actually, because he did every song almost. Because he said something, he was like 30 minutes late, so he was like the makeup for it or something like that.
Oh, really? 30 minutes late? He goes on for a couple more hours?
Yeah, I was thinking it was going to end, because you know, when you go to a concert now, you're thinking it's like, oh, they're going to be like an hour or 2 minutes, it's going to be over and shit like that. But we didn't leave until like after 2. Because I remember I didn't get home that night until 3:45 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it was back in it was 2011 when I saw it, and it was a week before that it was at the same place I saw Lupe Fiasco, and that son of a bitch must do cocaine, cause goddamn, man, that was an energetic son of a bitch, man. That motherfucker was doing backflips and shit on stage. I was just like, Jesus Christ, he was feeling that shit. You know, he was just all over the fucking place. Saw Gorillaz in concert. The Killers. I saw them in Vegas, and everybody knows the Killers are from Vegas. So when Brandon Flowers when he introduced that was one beautiful ass concert. It wasn't that long. It probably was about 2 hours and shit like that. But it was real cheap to get in, so it was well worth it. But the way they set it up and the cinematography of it and everything was just gorgeous. I was like, wow, Vegas, a Vegas concert, goddammit.
Yeah, I haven't been to a concert in forever.
Yeah, there hasn't been really too many good artists. I mean, like, I just named off a bunch of hip-hop artists and that alternative band, The Killers and shit like that, but nowadays I'm more into electronic and house music.
Like that, like funk?
Yeah, Daft Punk and, you know, Deadmau5 and Provinsky and all them and shit, and Dumont and all them, and, or Robin. I like a lot of females electronic artists as well. So, the only reason I could say I probably switched that is because I go to a lot of parties and shit, and that's what I like to hear when I.
Because you hear that, because what you're saying about the electronic music, that's pretty much what you hear at like clubs.
Yeah, that's mainstream now.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's mainstream, but.
Well, mainstream in L.A., that's for damn sure. I mean, it ain't mainstream in hip-hop is, but I'm sorry, hip-hop is fucking horrible.
I would say today's music's just horrible.
Yeah, I would say that, but there is some good stuff out there. Like I said earlier, the genre, mainly just, for me, it's hip-hop, R&B, and pop. Those genres are horrible. Cause, you know, I listen to my fiance, I listen to her shit sometimes. I just look at some people, I just go like, yeah, that's horrible. Man, that sounds like shit.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, that's garbage.
Yeah.
And some of the lyrics don't even, you don't even know what the fuck they're talking about either.
No. No.
You go to a hip-hop concert, but most of them, you see like 50 niggas on stage ain't doing a damn thing neither. Just in the background shit.
Is that their entourage?
Yeah, their entourage and shit like that. I remember I saw The Game with Snoop and whatever and shit. It was like a collaborative concert. And it was just when The Game, he closed the concert or whatever, and there was just a 50 niggas standing in the back. I was like, what the fuck are these niggas doing?
Is The Game
doing a damn thing.
Is The Game still around?
What?
The Game still doing music?
I hear he's doing underground shit now. I don't know.
Oh. So I haven't heard that name in forever.
I thought he got shot. But
no. I thought he did too.
That's right, hey. Maybe he's staying away from the police.
Well, the biggest thing that got shot was, who just got shot at Chris Brown's party last week?
Suge Knight?
Suge Knight.
I think all he's getting shot, though.
Chris Brown had something to do with that, probably.
Chris Brown shot
him. Probably.
Chris Brown, I liked the guy when he came out growing up, because, you know, obviously I worked with him a couple of times.
He was the first Michael Jackson.
It sure looked like that with his career. It looked like his career was going to blow up in a big way. And then next thing you know, he had to hit that woman. Remember all the commercials and shit he had? Them sponsorships dropped.
Yeah, he pretty much went from 100 to 0 in a night.
He really did. Because I remember, I was like, why did they stop playing those commercials? Because they was playing the fuck out of those commercials, through two commercials he had and shit like that. And then when they found out, I was just like, dude, you just killed your own career. Like, because everybody liked him. I mean, whether you could dance, sing, or anything like that, or the songs, whatever, he had it going or whatever. And then to see him to do that and then get his career now, it's like, even the music he puts out now, it's just like, why are you trying to be this bad guy? Like, really? Why are you trying to do that?
I mean, I've never seen someone lose their career that quickly.
You know what? I agree with you.
It's kind of like it's kind of like OJ.
Yeah. He lost his career real quick. You know, I was talking to a girl about that the other day. I don't want to put her name out there, but I was saying, because she loves Chris Brown. This is one of her favorite artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know her ex, you know, she was a victim of spousal abuse, right?
Yeah.
So I asked her, so how could you still... Because she wanted to go to the Chris Brown and Trey Songz concert. So I said, so how could you be a fan of his still and support him after what he did? She's like, I'm not a fan of him. I don't support him for that or whatever, but I like the music. And I was just like, so you still buy his albums and go to his concerts? She's like, yeah, I still do that. I was just like, well, then you're supporting him still.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's okay. True.
Oh, what?
It's, yeah, you're absolutely true. If you like their music, you're supporting him.
Yeah. If you disagree with what he did, rather, you're trying to... In that sense of category, you can't separate the artist from the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because either way, you're going to be supporting that guy. So she got quiet, too. She was like, fuck, now you got me thinking now. Because I was like, for you, because I was like, I know you, guy. Like, I've known you for a long time now, whatever. I was like, for you to support him, how do you feel about him hitting that girl now with spousal abuse when you feel heavily strong about spousal abuse and shit? She was just like, fuck. Got me there.
Yeah.
She's like, what if I just go in there for Trey Songz? And I was just like, no, it doesn't count. You still pay me.
But you know what? When Michael, the whole, you know, touching little boy thing with Michael came up, his fans still supported him. When Chris Brown did this, he dropped off the face. Everyone fucking was against him.
Well, the difference there is because there's no proof of Michael. And then here, there was nothing but proof. That girl's face was beaten like her.
Yeah, Rihanna's face was just destroyed.
Yeah, whether she striked it first or not, or whatever, the look of her face looked like she got hit multiple times, and that was uncalled for. That dude needed his ass beat.
It's kind of like that whole War Machine thing going on now.
Yeah. So that was the one difference between those two, is that there was never no fucking proof of the Michael thing. It's like, his case was pretty much a UFO sighting. It's just like, all we got is these blurry black and white photos that you never see and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, all the camera and technology that came out, none of y'all decided to catch him. Okay. It's just a he say, she say kind of thing.
Yeah, and then Chris Brown, then you had proof. You had the facial.
Jesus Christ, yeah, like you said, his career dropped crazy, man. God damn.
And I don't even think it's even at close coming back.
No. No, because every time he tries to, he always fucks it up somehow.
Yeah, isn't he in jail? And I'm being serious, isn't he in jail?
I think he just got out, if I'm not mistaken. Because he just released a new music video or whatever, which looks stupid as fuck. My girlfriend was watching it the other day.
Cause...
every time he tries to come back, man, he keeps fucking it up himself by missing court days, not doing his community service work, getting more tattoos, throwing chairs, right, at Suge Knight parties and shit, shooting motherfuckers. I'm like, damn, dude, you just can't stay the fuck out of trouble, can you now? It's like, once a singer gets in trouble one time, that's it for him.
And he was like, when he started, he was like the wholesome, he's like the Miley Cyrus. He was like the wholesome. And then he just got gangsta quickly.
Real quickly. It's like, Nero, you nigga, you from Virginia. Come on, man.
There's no gangs in Virginia.
There's no gangsters in Virginia. Just because you hang out in L.A. a lot, that don't mean you can get gangster. Come on now, shit. You used to dance with us in Long Beach. Come on now.
And now I think the only wholesome R&B artist is like Usher. He does nothing wrong.
Yeah, because he's still a grown. Because he's like, I'm too old for this shit now.
Well, actually, didn't he? I think he cheated on his wife.
Yeah, but that's like every entertainer. I mean, I think cheating comes with that territory.
I think it's in your contract. You have to cheat on her once.
You should. Women that marry these entertainers, or even men that are in it, you should know that that person's going to cheat. I mean, they're constantly on the road for tours. You're not around. I mean, come on now. Millions of girls throwing themselves at this guy. I mean, doesn't that come with the territory, Z?
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes with it. I mean, it's just going to happen. I mean, I think that's why Will and Jada's relationship works out, is because they just accepted it and just said, well, fuck it.
Yeah, and he takes their shitty son with him everywhere he goes.
Yeah, so, I mean, because I think they're swingers. Hold on a second.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Jada enforced that law. Because everybody knows she's wearing a pants in that family.
Let's see. I think more girls are throwing themselves to Will Smith than guys are throwing themselves to Jada Pinkett.
I was throwing myself at Jada. Shit, I love that attitude. Hers. I love it. I think it's strong.
Oh, she's got a strong attitude, yeah.
You want to throw about a strong, independent woman? That's Jada Smith, then. Jada Pink Smith. Mm. And plus, you know, she used to hang out in Compton all the time with Tupac and all that, so.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she, my mom actually met her once, because, you know, obviously she grew up living in Compton or whatever, so yeah, Jada Pinkett was one of them tomboys that, like, ride motorcycles and shit like that.
I can see that.
But yeah, so, I love that lifestyle. I love that, so, that's a perfect woman for me. let's get some questions, so, now.
Yeah, we went off topic.
Way off topic, whatever. Damn you, Chris Brown, you fucking beat son of a bitch and shit like that. Amethyst Chaos, she says, what are some of Robin Williams' most underrated movies that deserve more attention? For me, it was World's Greatest Dad. Hey,
1 hour photo.
You know, I heard you say that last time, whatever, and then it was funny because some people were bringing it up to me, and I was just like, didn't Z say that was underrated?
I think it's underrated. It's fucking creepy as sin.
I don't think he has any underrated films, to be honest, because I'm not really that big of a fan of Robin Williams. But, growing up, I was a Jim Carrey guy.
Yeah, because Robin Williams was pretty much 80s, and Carrey was 90s.
And I was going to say, Robin Williams felt like he was from my parents and not from me.
Yeah, it's kind of like, now it's like, you know, Daniel Tosh, and like no one funny from the 90s is still like relevant, really.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so Chappelle from the 90s? Was he doing... Yeah, he was doing stand-up in the 90s.
He was doing stand-up in movies and stuff like that. Remember, he was in The Nutty Professor, too.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, he had that fucked-up hairstyle.
He was in Con Air.
Yeah.
But I think he's still relevant to this day.
Who?
Chappelle.
Oh, yeah, definitely Chappelle, because obviously he had one of the greatest TV shows of all time, and that's actually not even an opinion either, because, man, I think... Who has not seen that show?
I agree with you. I was really upset when they fucking took it off, because that show was funny. I looked forward to that show every day, every time.
The funny thing was, before he got big, I remember I used to watch a lot of his stand-up and say, why isn't this guy big? Because he really is funny. And when he got that show, I mean, we've seen everybody get a show on Comedy Central now, from comedians or whatever.
You never would have thought Chappelle would have been the one that blown up that big.
Yeah, he pretty much owned Comedy Central.
He pretty much the reason why his Comedy Central was still staying alive, if anything.
Yeah, I think he rejuvenated it.
Yeah, you know what? Good word there. The only thing that was still on there at that time was South Park. That was still going on. Everything else on there was just like, eh. And then when he left, man, they just started getting any comedian to get on there to make their own show.
Yeah, I think they got Amy Schumer.
What was the Mexican dude?
Carlos Mencia.
They got him during Chappelle's show.
Oh, he's not funny. He's not funny at all.
No, he's not fucking funny at all.
Are you talking about the fat guy?
Iglesias?
Iglesias.
He ain't funny neither.
And that guy that they say he's like the Hitler. He's so racist. I don't remember what his name is. I think it's Anthony something.
Then they got I watched only two episodes of it, but I liked them. It was Chocolate News with David Alan Greer.
What? What the fuck is this?
You didn't hear about that one?
No.
That must have been really short then. You know, I think that might have came out 2 years ago.
Chocolate News.
Chocolate News, yeah. He was pretty much doing a Colbert.
Okay.
It was kind of like that, but he was doing some skits in between as well.
So is it the black side of the news?
So it was kind of like a mix between Chappelle's show and a Colbert show.
Oh, okay.
So something like that. And I remember one episode I caught. The two episodes I saw, because he had the whole season, but I guess it got canceled or whatever. But the two episodes I saw was funny as hell, because there was one where he had a panel of white people and shit like that, and they were all talking about politics and shit like that. And then they were saying that, isn't it fair now, because we have Obama? I think it was when Obama got his second run of his presidency. And he was just like, isn't it great that we have Obama's president? He's like, black people shouldn't feel so mad no more or whatever. And then David Allen Greer was, every time they put the camera on him, he's just in the background shaking his head. And he was just like, ah. And then they was like, what do you think? Don't you think it's fair the slavery thing now that you guys have a black president? And he said, do I think that's fair? He said, fuck no. Unless that nigga becomes president for the next 500 years, then that's the only way it's going to be fair and equal. Just because you nominate that nigga one time does not mean I'm going to forgive you for capturing us. And they were just like, oh. That shit was funny to me. This is his reaction to him.
David Alan Greer is a very underrated comedian.
You know what? The funny thing was that show came out of nowhere because I was just like, is he still doing stand-up or something? Or is this something he just pulled out of nowhere?
I think it's pulled out of nowhere.
It must have been pulled out of nowhere, because he didn't really keep it that long, and I don't remember. It wasn't really much marketing for it. Like you said, you didn't even know about it. And so it was definitely something. I agree with you that right now he's very underrated, because he still, after watching those two episodes, I was like, he still has it.
Well, Comedy Central, their shows do not last long.
No.
South Park.
There is Key and Pale.
Yeah, that's kind of funny though.
Yeah, you know, I haven't watched many of it, but I hear good things about it. So, and I don't know if they're still on though.
Yeah, they're still on. I think it's right after South Park. Okay. I think besides the Colbert and the John, fuck, what's his name?
John Colbert.
No, John. Fuck, how stupid am I for not knowing his name? He does, it's the other one.
Stewart.
That and South Park are the only ones that's been on the show that I can think the longest.
Yeah.
Anything else, it's on for maybe 2 years and it's gone. Mm-hmm. But.
It's probably because it gets so much content that they're just like, okay, we'll give you a season.
Yeah.
Because when a show gets canceled, they're quick to replace it with something else. So they probably get a lot of entries and content that they just say, look, we can't keep all of this on air. And we got a lot of good stuff coming in. So maybe. We'll give you a chance. And then after your season's up, you got to take somewhere else.
Wouldn't you want to be a comedian and say, you just throw stuff to Comedy Central because you know they'll throw it out, they'll put it on there?
Yeah. Because Comedy Central is a high-rated television program show.
And they're desperate for fucking ratings.
I wouldn't say they're desperate. I think they get enough for it. I think a lot of people watch that channel more than anything. Because obviously people like to laugh. And where else are you going to go to get stand-up or shows like South Park or Tosh.0 or something like that?
Yeah, that's true.
And a lot of people watch that Colbert show.
Yeah, well, until he leaves, but.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll still be watching that shit. Oh.
Yeah.
Leia, she says, with the lack of interest in this film, do you guys find Robin Williams to be a great actor or not? I wouldn't say he's a great actor. I think he's a good actor, but.
It's based on his role. 'Cause Dead Poets Society, he was really, really, really good.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and then it's the fucking
The Mark Wahlberg treatment.
yeah. He does good stuff, and then he goes back to his roots and does corny comedy.
It's not like Leonardo DiCaprio or Denzel Washington, where they're just constantly doing good performances and
Yeah,
stuff.
name the last Denzel Washington movie that was complete shit. You might have to go back to the fucking early 90s.
I'm about to say, let me look this up real quick. I'm about to say, name the last bad Leonardo DiCaprio film where you painted him in.
I would say The Beach. The Beach was the one I hated.
I liked him, though.
Yeah, I liked his character. I didn't like the movie, though.
No, I didn't say the movie. I said the
Oh.
actor.
I would say the last
If you're a
bad.
great actor, if you're a great actor, even in a bad movie, you can stand out.
I would say the last bad Denzel movie was Manchurian Candidate.
I'm talking about performance. I ain't talking about the movie. The movie obviously can be bad because there's multiple people and everything else working. I'm talking about the actor himself. Like I said, the movie can be bad, but the actor can carry it out and be a standing light out of it. Like Two Guns, it's not a good movie, but Denzel and Mark Wahlberg carry it out of there with standing shoulders on her. Django, horrible movie, but Leonardo DiCaprio is great in it.
I'm looking at Denzel's.
Robin Williams,
It's hit and miss.
his most you say what was it, underrated Amethyst Chaos with that movie? His highest rated movies are usually shit. And I'm talking about Hook. I'll even go with this one. This is Doubtfire. What was another one? Fuck, what was another one, God damn it. There's oh, Jumanji.
Birdcage.
Yeah. Shit.
Jack.
Yeah. What was that?
Jack.
Oh, Jack. I forgot about Jack.
But in the
Right.
90s, he pretty much did all comedy shit until Good Will Hunting. But, you know, he made a good role, but the movie was already good. Anyone could have stepped in that role and made it great.
Yeah.
So that's the writing. That's Affleck and Damon's writing.
Yeah. So it's pretty much he's not a great actor because if he was, he would even be great in those bad pieces of shit that he was in.
Yeah, I mean, you say world's
Like
greatest
we just named two
dad.
actors right now that were in pieces of shit, but obviously they were the best thing of those movies. Yeah.
You say world's greatest dad. I've never even seen that movie.
I think it came out recently. It came out in 2000. I can't remember. But I remember critics loved that film, so I don't even know if that's underrated because critics fucking eat that film up. If
If a
I'm not
movie
mistaken,
doesn't
it's
have
about
a
to come.
theater, if it doesn't have a theatrical release, is it underrated movie?
That did get a theatrical release because it came out in 08 or 09 or something like that. It was one of his darker comedies.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good film. I didn't really care for Robin Williams in the film, to be honest. I'm just
When
not.
was okay, since when was the last movie you actually appreciated his performance?
Nothing.
Nothing? And then
No.
there's your answer.
There you go.
I would say it's hit and miss when he's a serious role like he was in Good Will Hunting, or even 1 Hour Photo, where it's different for him, because you don't see that. You don't see a guy that's really funny be so dark in 1 Hour Photo. That's why I love that movie so much, because it's so dark and you don't expect that. That's the complete opposite of him.
One of the problems I remember with World's Greatest Dad is the I remember a lot of people saying the ending was unsatisfying.
Oh. And who did he play in The Butler?
Who did he play in The Butler?
Yeah.
I don't even remember actually. Now that you bring that up,
Oh,
that is I
Eisenhower.
thought I was like he was that's right he was in The Butler. I don't remember who he's playing in
He
there.
played
Like
a.
all the he played one of the presidents, but I'm gonna say this right now, all the presidents in there are forgettable because they're on the scene for a moment and
He
that's
played
it.
Eisenhower.
See, I don't even know why they like made a big deal. They're like, these actors are doing. It's just like they pop up on screen and then disappear.
I think that's just selling point.
Yeah, yeah, they're just trying to. But it's like nobody goes see fucking movie because of Robin Williams. He put his name. It's like, come on now.
Yeah, but
you don't get credit until you die. That's just how way Hollywood works.
Yeah. Look at Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. Nobody give a fuck about Paul Walker. Paul Walker was one of the worst actors ever.
Well, I want to say he's the worst actor ever, but...
According to fans, he was, because nobody give a shit about him in Fast and Furious.
No.
No, everybody said he was boring, he was the worst thing of it, and shit like that, and then next you know he dies. So sad, or whatever. You know, when you die, perfect example, Michael Jackson. You don't allow him to make no more music as long as you live. That motherfucker dies. We love you so much, Michael. We love you.
But then you have... Then you have someone like Philip Seymour Hoffman, who's a great actor, who dies and people just forget.
No attention. No attention. That's why I don't. That's why on these shows, I don't never talk about when actors die and shit like that. When someone asks me, it's like, but he was a great actor. I go like, I still don't give a shit. If it's Philip Seymour Hoffman or Paul Walker, I don't give a shit about either one of them because you know what? I always figure. I'm sad about that person dying, but there's a lot more problems in the world. That man probably died happy for all I fucking know. He had millions of dollars and shit, and he was loved by millions of people. So, as far as I'm concerned, I ain't got time to be worried about him. Second thing is because I don't think credit gets due to some actors. Like, you see that every year at the Oscars of all these people that died that never get attention.
Yeah, they're the memoriam.
Yeah, the memoriam. And then you hear someone like Paul Walker, it's just like everybody's like, oh, this ruined my day. This I'm just like, really? When did you give a fuck about Paul Walker? I've never once heard in the history of niggerdom, I've never heard the word come out of nobody's mouth saying, I can't wait to see that Paul Walker film. Have you ever heard that, Z?
No, because every Paul Walker film was a Fast and Furious movie.
Thank you. Shit. Or Brick Mansion. Jesus Christ, man. That's it.
Oh, the Brick Mansion. I forgot about that movie.
Or you bring up Philip Seymour Hoffman. What about, what's his name that died last year, too?
Who?
Fuck, James
Gandolfini?
Not Gandolfini. Was it Gandolfini that died?
He died last year, yeah.
Yeah, it was Gandolfini then. He had a great movie that came out. Duff said that was right before he died. He had that movie. Nobody talked about it. Nobody. Matter of fact, his death got overshadowed by Paul Walker.
You're right. It happened at the same time.
Yeah. Did you hear anybody talk about that?
No. It was all about Paul Walker.
So, yeah, that's... Oh, yeah. I remember in the last Fast and Furious review, dude. I gave Paul Walker credit, and people commented saying, nobody care about Paul Walker. That's why I don't never bring it up on none of the shows and stuff like that. I don't ever talk about it because I'm not going to discredit one and give more credit to the other, and I'm not going to care.
But
I don't have my respect and sympathy at heart, not on this show.
But if you had someone like Denzel... That would be horrible because, you know, people do say, I can't wait to see that next Denzel movie.
I was going to say, I could say that with Michael Jackson, but then, you know, he wasn't allowed to release music. So if he wasn't allowed to release music, what good was he for me?
True.
Yeah. So
I mean,
that's why I kind of find it fucked up that now he's allowed to release music and shit.
I mean, if you died, people would be sad because they always look forward to the next movie spoilers episode.
I wouldn't give two shits. Look forward to it. No, but anyway.
But if, say, Denzel died, people, you know, it would be sad because people do look forward to his stuff.
And plus, because he's still a current and award... when he releases a movie, it's still up for an award. Let's say that.
Would you say he's iconic?
Yeah, I would say that now.
Would you say Leo's iconic? Would you say no because he hasn't won anything?
Well, it's not that because he won anything or whatever. It's just that I know that a lot of men tend to not like him because they still see that Titanic thing of him.
Really?
Yeah, which I don't get that either, but.
No. That's. I don't compare each person to that movie.
Yeah, I suppose that movie came out like 20 fucking years ago, so. That man has released like 27 movies since then or whatever shit.
And some of them are really good.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are fantastic, brilliant.
Inception.
Matter of fact, what was that movie? J. Edgar. Not a good movie. Well, it was an okay movie, but he was great in it, and plus, it was funny because I was like, he looks nothing like J. Edgar, but my God, he acted his ass off in that movie. I'm just like, this dude. That's what I'm talking about when you say, is he a great actor or not? That is a great actor right there, because when he can star in something where the writing on it is not good, the direction on it is flip-floppy, and that actor is still rising above that, that is the definition of a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
So when he can rise above the other people's bullshit.
Yeah. You don't see Paul Walker doing that.
I've never seen Paul Walker do that.
He was the same character and everything.
I like when he died. No, and just no offense to Paul Walker either. It's sad you died, bro, but still. I like when he died, people were starting to bring up movies. It's just like, yeah, man, remember he has some dramatic roles in them too. And I was just like, when?
Timeline? Joyride?
Hours?
Hours. Hours.
That movie sucked. Sorry.
Vehicle 19? I think he's had more fucking straight to DVDs than anything. I'm looking at his shit. I'm seeing more straight to DVDs.
He had a beautiful wife. Lived as a millionaire. I think he lived just fine. He's doing better than most people in their 20s right now.
He lived a fast and furious life.
Yeah. Starting a franchise that was getting bigger and bigger. So hey, as far as I'm concerned, brother, okay, yeah. Fuck you.
You know what I'm kinda worried about? You know what I'm worried about? And I don't think this will happen, but like 1% of me thinks it's possible that Fast and Furious 7 is going to get the fucking Dark Knight treatment.
What do you mean?
Because Heath Ledger died. And I'm talking box office wise.
Oh. Well, when does that movie come out? In March?
March or April.
Yeah, it was going to make money regardless of coming out that. It's next year, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know now. There's a lot of competition next year.
Yes, it is.
But I don't know about March. He's just going to make money regardless. That movie's going to make money regardless. I call it, it's going to make like $70 million on his opening. $60, $70 million.
But I just don't want to see it get the Dark Knight treatment where people are just going to see it and be like, oh, Paul Walker was awesome in it because he's died.
Okay, yeah. All right. We go to that length now where people just be like, he was so amazing, and that was his last. I'm just like, okay, he's doing the same thing he's doing in there. But then again, I don't even know how much he's going to be in the film, so.
Yeah, there's no. His brother's like the stand-in, so.
Yeah, I don't even know if they just cut his parts all out altogether.
I'm hearing they're not.
I thought they just reshot his stuff with his brother.
And then digitally enhanced his face. Maybe his brother's a better.
Why were they making this so complicated? People die all the time. Just get another actor.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I think they didn't know what to do with the character.
People were just like, oh, it's so sad. Now we're not going to see that Fast Furious. Like, why not? They can just easily replace him. I don't get that. Like, why? Like Paul Walker created that character or something like this. It's like, that character can be easily replaced. It's nothing. It's not like he's playing himself or something in the movie. I mean, you know.
He's not putting a lot of effort into it. You know, he's not putting a lot of effort and timing in his acting performances.
No, he could easily be replaced, and Vin Diesel and the rest of them can call him Brian. I mean, ain't nothing to it. I mean, you can put Liam Neeson in there, and it'd still be like, oh, wow, Brian, hey, what's up?
I would love to see that.
We need to drive faster now. He'll take over the movie. It's over, Vin. You get in the car. I'll fight The Rock.
That movie would make him $2 billion.
You look at The Rock and be like, your set of skills is weak. That's your problem. My set of skills is what's worth it. He'll fight Jason Statham.
Oh. That's awesome.
Vin Diesel's character is Dominic. He'd be like, where's Dominic? He'd be like, you need not worry about him right now. You worry about me.
Oh.
I want to see that now.
Fast and Furious 8. Do it.
No, Fast Furious 7. Replace all actors.
And it's all Liam Neeson. He's even playing... He's playing Letty, too.
He just called him Diesel. Last question I got here from Daryl. He said, I see you guys are really doing an MJ music video choice. What is your all-time favorite MJ track? For me, it's most definitely Dirty Diana.
I don't remember that song.
You don't remember that song?
No.
Dirty Diana. It was off the Bad album.
I don't remember it.
My favorite track now.
That's actually really hard.
Man, I like Human Nature.
Oh, I love Human Nature. Human Nature is so good.
Fucking fantastic. Man, that is a great song, man. No matter what mood you're in, that is just a great fucking song. I love, obviously, everybody loves Thriller, Smooth Criminal, Rock My World.
Man in the Mirror?
Man in the Mirror, Rock With You, Remember the Time, Beat It, of course. I love Beat It. Man, I love Human Nature, though.
Bad.
PYT, Pretty Young Thing. He's got more great songs than he does bad songs. Let's say that.
I'm gonna go with
Human Nature.
I'm gonna go. I really do like Man in the Mirror.
You going with that one?
Yeah, I really do like Man in the Mirror.
Man in the Mirror is a fucking great song.
Yeah, that's like you're kind of right. I think he tries to top every song.
Yeah, and you can tell he tries to too.
Yeah, but. I really do like Man in the Mirror. I mean, if you want to go Jackson 5.
Oh, shh. If we go back even back then, man, shit, he's got great songs with them as well, so. He was the first kid that didn't annoy me.
True.
Like, man, that kid got talent. That, I wish my father would whoop my ass in the superstardom.
And I still, to this day, if it's on TV, which... VH1 shows it quite a lot. The Jackson movie.
Yeah.
I actually do like that movie.
I actually like that movie a lot, too, because it's almost like a documentary.
It is, but it's very good.
It's got a lot of tension in it, too.
And I don't remember... I mean, the dad was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name, but he was awesome.
I don't remember the actor's name either, but he was great.
And what's her name was the mom. Fuck, what's her name?
It's 1, 2, 3. It's ABC. If you don't like my, there's something wrong with you. This shit.
If you don't like, especially early 80s Michael Jackson, or I'll say all of 80s Michael, because Michael Jackson controlled the 80s.
Yeah. Shit, even early 90s.
Yeah, even early 90s. He was just. We're never going to see it ever again.
No, he kind of revolutionized music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that word means, but just bringing up his name, I can think of that word, him. In essence, together.
Would you say he created a whole new genre of music?
I would like to say he did so, but nobody followed after it.
Yeah, because he was R&B, pop. I think he did a little blues, too, didn't he?
Yeah. and rock.
And he did. I think he did some electro.
Yeah, he did. He did some rock in there too, as well.
Yeah,
a lot of his underrated albums had a lot of like rock and electro beats to it.
Oh, you know another good song is it? Didn't he do Rock and Robin?
Yeah,
that's a good one too.
Yeah, you know, I would say like he revolutionized or created a whole new genre, but it's just like no other artist ever followed in his footsteps after. So I don't even know if that's him creating something then. Because usually when you create something, people are supposed to follow it, and it's just, but it seemed like they got worse after it.
All right, here's like a hard, probably the hardest question. What is your least favorite Michael Jackson song?
Oh, man.
I'm going Scream with Janet.
With Janet?
Yeah.
I don't even think that one got as much blown up, though.
I would say just the first time them working together.
Oh, being that category. See, everybody was asking, a lot of people was asking for that. I wasn't asking for that. I was like, I don't really, as far as talent go, yeah, I know where all the talent went. Damn sure didn't go to her.
It went to LaToya.
Talent beat her titties.
It went to LaToya. We know that.
Yeah, of course. It went to Tito. Somebody got to drive that car.
And I'm very surprised then they're not mooching off fucking Michael's name.
Yeah, obviously they respect the brother. My least favorite in SBL, I'm going to go with most popular too.
It's hard.
Yeah, because all his mainstream songs are all great.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could never once say, like, when he releases a mainstream song that comes out, it's just like, oh, well, it ain't better than this last one or something. Like, you'd be like, wow, I like this. All right, yeah, this is just as good as the last one. Damn, his mainstream songs. Like, usually when you hear mainstream music, you go like, oh, man, I'm not buying that album. That album's horrible. And then when you buy a Michael Jackson album, the first track you really want to rush to is that mainstream one you heard on the radio or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard.
I don't know if I can answer that question.
You can't answer it, can you?
No, I can't answer that one. I'm trying to think. I was going to say Bad, but I kind of like Bad.
Really? You're going to say Bad?
Well, I was going to say Bad compared to, like, you know, Thriller and, you know, the rest of them. But I like Bad a lot because I like his attitude in it, so. So, I don't know. I can't answer. I like Remember the Time, which you said. Yeah, all this, I mean, Billie Jean and all that. Those are all, like, man, no. I can't
answer that. But I Scream.
I'm mad on the fact that I don't probably play that one as much, but I do listen to it.
But Scream's my. Is the one I probably dislike the most.
Yeah, I didn't find that one to be a mainstream one, though, that's why.
If you want to go mainstream.
I would love to hear your mainstream one, then. I don't have one.
I would say, out of his biggest ones, I would say the one I probably disliked the most was probably might be. Fuck.
Yeah, you don't have one.
I would say maybe Black and White.
I kind of like it though, but I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a hard fucking question.
That is a very hard question.
That's been another dish I throw back to today. It is that time of the day. I know you're so sad. You're so sad to see us go. I know. But don't worry. I'll be dying today, so you won't hear from me ever again. But people, if you'd like to hear from us, you can definitely listen to Throwback Tuesday, episode 65. I'm the phenomenal one,
PointsPostPodcast.com. Episode 64, but...
No, it's 65.
Oh, you said 64 at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
Well, I guess I'm high then, so.
Well, you're drugged up on monkey semen.
Technically, I didn't take any of it, but okay.
This is Z from the fancritic.com.
Anything to keep from having to say P1, fucked up. I like it, so.
Alright, later, bastards.
Later, people. You bastards. You sick fuckers, you white, pasty motherfuckers. All of you. Crazy. You're sick.